It has been truly said that the two best things about a vacation are the anticipation and the recollection. The proof of this pudding may very well lie in the CBS Radio Workshop production of Malahini Magic by Sam Pierce.
You will please fasten your seatbelts. We are coming into Honolulu Airport. We hope this has been a pleasant flight and that you will enjoy your stay in Honolulu.
Honolulu! Oh, Joe, think of it! Honolulu!
I am thinking of it, honey.
I think I can see Waikiki Beach. Look! Down there. Oh, Joe, it's beautiful.
Oh, boy, I can't wait. Honolulu, Waikiki Beach. And the travel folder here tells all about it. Listen to what it says. When you step out of the plane into the bright sunlight of Hawaii, soft music will fill your ears. The tropical trade winds will gently caress your hair, while dark-skinned native boys await your every beck and call, wanting only to please you on your first visit to this land of beauty, this pearl of the Pacific. Oh, boy, this is really something.
It's going to be good for you to get away from all the tensions and noise of the job.
You said it.
You could have a whole week, 7 days, to just lie around and relax.
Yeah, and take pictures.
And eat and sleep and swim and live like an islander.
I wish we had a month. Wow, how do you like that landing? These boys really know their business, don't they?
Welcome to Honolulu. This is Miss Johnson speaking for the captain and all the crew, wishing you aloha oi.
Isn't that nice?
Will you please keep your seatbelt fastened until the plane stops?
Oh, Joe, we're really here.
Also, please...
Honolulu!
Yeah. I wish they'd get the doors open so we can step out into that Honolulu sunshine.
Oh, we stopped. They're opening the doors now.
Come on, we'll grab a cab and go to the hotel.
Where is the soft Hawaiian music?
Who knows?
I don't see any island boys waiting to transport us to the hotel.
Oh, we'll find one. Come on, come on.
Hey, you want a taxi?
Huh?
I got a taxi, I
guess. Oh, a taxi. Yeah. We want a taxi.
Oh, yeah, you come over here. I got a taxi.
Yeah, fine. Come on, Alice. Not exactly a dark-skinned native boy, but he's got a cab. We can get out of this madhouse.
Okay, here's Carl.
Fine.
Oh.
Get in, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, look, we want to go to the, here's the name of the hotel written here on this paper.
Oh, yeah, okay. We get there plenty quick now.
Honey, this isn't anything like I thought it would be. That music.
Awful loud.
Oh, you don't like music?
It's horrible. Matter of fact, it's exactly what we came almost 3,000 miles to get away from.
Okay, you want a good music? You go to Club Oasis. You hear real good music there.
Real Hawaiian music?
Oh, no. Lucky Lord, it's crazy.
Well, it's no luxury suite, but it's a room.
That's something.
I guess these sliding doors open onto the courtyard. Let's have a look.
Oh, Joe, it's beautiful. Wonder where the beach is.
Oh, well, that is the beach.
That little strip of sand out there is the beach? Waikiki Beach?
That's the beach.
Well, I guess the travel folders never actually said it was a big beach. But those pictures I've seen always made it look pretty big.
Well, Alice, what's the difference? We're in Honolulu, we're on vacation, we're going to enjoy it.
Oh, that's the way to talk. I tell you what, let's freshen up a bit, get on some shorts, and take a walk along the main street.
Yeah, I want to buy a lower shirt. We can pick one up on the way.
And I want a muumuu.
You want a what?
A muumuu. It's the sort of dress they wear here on the island. Everybody wears them. It says so right in the folder.
Okay, you buy a muumuu and I'll buy a lower shirt and we'll take in the sights. You know, I might even buy you a tall, cool drink if you look pretty in your muumuu.
Yeah.
Yes, miss?
I'd like to see a muumuu.
A muumuu? Oh, yes. I'll show you one.
Isn't she lovely?
Beautiful. Carved ivory.
This is muumuu.
Oh, it's a beautiful print. How does it go on? What does it look like on a person?
Oh, it just hangs straight like this.
You wear a belt with it?
No, it just hangs. Oh, over there, a lady's wearing muumuu.
Oh, no.
Looks like a Mother Hubbard for expectant mothers.
Is that the way they wear? Just hanging down like that?
And that muumuu, really comfortable.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. I think I'll look around a little more.
Yes, miss.
Oh, if I ever catch you wearing one of those things.
Don't you worry. I wouldn't be caught dead in one. I can't figure out why they're so popular.
Well, maybe because they make every woman look alike.
Well, I don't want to look like every other woman. So let's look for your Aloha shirt, and then you can buy me that drink.
Yeah, okay.
Now, better still, you can buy me that drink first, and then we'll look for the Aloha shirt. That was good. What do they call that drink, a May Day?
Oh, no, honey, Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
Boy, they put a lot of rum in them.
You going to buy an Aloha shirt?
Well, you know what I think?
No, what do you think?
I think maybe we should go back to the hotel and take a nap, and then we can go out and buy the Aloha shirt.
Oh, I am kind of sleepy.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go to the hotel and nap a bit, and then we can figure out where we can get some real Hawaiian food for dinner. Is more like it. The Willows Restaurant. Gee, soft music, tropical plants. Boy, there's nothing like this back home.
It is pretty. I wonder if we can get a table. It looks busy.
Oh, now, don't worry. We'll get a table. I'll speak to the maitre d'. We'd like a table for two.
Yes, sir. Two?
That's right. Something over by the pool would be nice. You see, we...
Maybe have to waste some time. Very busy.
Oh, well, how many parties are ahead of us?
Oh, can't tell. Many people here. Many people have a reservation.
Yeah, well, I thought some are calling, but we're in no real
rush. Have a reservation?
Well, no, but...
You better phone next time. Lots of people come here. No table now.
You mean you just can't give us a table?
Sorry, sir. They're
eating something different.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay, we'll grab a cab. Come on.
It was a long way to that other place, but this is ridiculous.
Well, it's kind of off the beaten track, but anyway, we're here now. This is the place.
I wonder what all those buses are doing here on the street.
I don't know. Come on, we'll go in.
Yes, please?
Oh, hello. We want to eat?
Eat? Tonight? Oh, no. No eat tonight. We got convention. 400 women. No eat tonight. Not to here.
So where now?
I don't know. Left my guidebook at the hotel. Oh, boy, if this isn't something.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
What are you doing?
Trying to find that matchbox I wrote the name of the joint Bill told me about before we left the mainland. I wrote in a matchbox cover. Yeah. Here it is. Ah, Fung's.
Ah, Fung's?
Oh, Bill said it was the greatest place on the island. Great food, wonderful guy running it, an old friend of Bill's. Hey, driver, you know where Ah, Fung's restaurant is?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay, drive us there, please. Huh?
Okay.
Oh, boy, what a dope I've been. Driving all over Honolulu looking for a place to eat real Hawaiian food. And all the time I've got this address in my pocket.
Well, I hope we get there soon because I'm about to fold. Past 11.
Yeah. I hope he's still open.
Good eye. Near the place. Off for him. Right over there.
Well, that's something. We were very close to it.
Yeah.
Oh, that ought to be 80 cents.
Yeah, okay. Here you are. Keep the change.
Thank you.
It's open, all right. The lights are on.
Let's get inside and order dinner. I'm starving.
Yeah, me too.
Gosh, dark in here.
Yeah, but it's open. There are candles on the tables.
Good evening.
Oh. Oh, hello. Are you Ah, Fung?
I am Ah, Fung. This is my restaurant. Come in, won't you?
Well, thank you. We're friends.
He's not here on the island anymore.
No. He works on the mainland. I work with him. We're old buddies.
He and Mr. Logan are very close friends.
Oh, well. I am glad to have you dine with us. Won't you come in? Corner table.
Oh, boy, this is great.
Yes.
What's the specialty of the house, Mr. Ah, Fung?
We take a great deal of pride in our specialties, Mr. Logan.
That's right, Logan.
We have extra fine prime ribs, steak from Kansas City, the best of Idaho potatoes with sour cream and chives added. The very best cuisine, I assure you.
Do you have anything Hawaiian?
Oh, Mr. Logan, this is Ah, Fung's steak place. We specialize only in...
What's better than a real good old Kansas City steak?
Oh, please be seated, Mrs. Logan.
Thank you.
Mr. Logan,
Will you join us, Mr. Fun?
Thank you, but I have old customers to take care of. I will speak to you before you leave. Enjoy your dinner.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, now, this is more like it. He's charming.
Yeah, and just think. We came 2,500 miles across an ocean to find real old Hawaiian Kansas City steaks and Idaho potatoes. Oh, well, let's order and enjoy ourselves. After all, this is a vacation.
Well, how was everything? You enjoyed the dinner, I hope.
We were just saying how good it was, Mr. Fung. We'll have to thank Mr. Keneally for suggesting we come in here.
Speaking of Mr. Keneally, he works with you, Mr. Logan?
Yeah, that's right. He's my closest friend.
Oh, you'll see him when you return to the mainland, then.
Oh, sure. First day I get back to work.
Mr. Logan, this is a little embarrassing to me, but Mr. Keneally left a small unpaid balance on his bill here when he left. Do you suppose?
Oh, well, of course. I'd be glad to take care of it. What's his tab?
$134, Mr. Logan. With your dinner check tonight, that would be $146 even.
$146? Oh, boy.
Oh, am I ever glad to be back at the hotel. I'm dead. Do you know that it's after 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. I'm going to open the sliding door to the lanai deck and let the wind and the sound of the Waikiki surf in. That'll lull us to sleep.
If there's a moon, maybe we can see the waves.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Open the door.
Okay.
What is that?
There's a million people down there in the court. It's a concert, a jazz concert.
1 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, boy.
No.
Yeah.
Yo, go to bed. This has been a pretty tough first day.
Yeah, it has that. You know something, Alice?
What, Yo?
I may be crazy, but I almost wish I was home. Hello?
Joe, this is Ed. Ed Bailey.
Ed Bailey. Ed!
I've been trying every hotel in town. Why didn't you let me know you were here?
Ed, I forgot all about you being over here.
Wrote me a letter and said you and your wife were coming over.
Oh, my gosh, I did it that. I'd forgotten all about it. How are you?
Wonderful. We want to see you. Matter of fact, we thought you'd come out to the house for dinner tonight.
Oh, well, that'd be wonderful, Ed. Wait a minute, honey. It's Ed Bailey.
Oh.
He wants us to come out to dinner at his house tonight, okay?
Sure, fine.
Yeah, okay, Ed. Well, where do you live?
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll pick you up in my car and drive you out. I'll pick you up in the lobby at 5:30.
Oh, wonderful, Ed. We'll see you at 5:30 sharp.
This district in here is called the Black Point District. A lot of beautiful homes in here down on the rocks. Even have their own swimming pool.
Oh, it's just lovely.
Yeah, where do you live, Ed?
Oh, it's not far up here. It's not on the beach, but we like it.
I should think you would. You know, I was beginning to think Honolulu was nothing but traffic and rock and roll and Kansas City steaks.
You don't sound as though you liked it too much, Joe.
Well, if the truth were known, Ed, Alice and I were about ready to call the airlines and see if we couldn't move our flight up sooner. We just about had it.
You've been here one day?
And one night.
And you've had it?
Well, let's be honest, Ed. We were greeted by a screaming record at the airport. We couldn't get into any of the spots we wanted to for dinner last night because it's a convention in town or we didn't have a reservation. And there's a jazz concert in the courtyard of our hotel until 2 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
Now, does that sound like the travel folder's description of Honolulu?
No, it doesn't. But you sound like a regular Malahini.
Oh, now, six and
no,
five.
No, I'm not calling your names, Joe. A Malahini is what the islanders call a tourist. And you're acting just like a tourist.
Well, there's a law against being a tourist?
No, but you're acting like a tourist and wanting to act like a native. A Kamaina, we call ourselves. Doesn't work.
I don't quite get what you mean, Ed.
Well, Alice, look at it this way. You arrive in a strange town. Honolulu, Miami, the south of France, or Atlantic City, or any vacation city in the world. You move into a hotel room, walk up and down the main street, and think you know all there is to know about the town in the first 24 hours.
Well, I know just about as much as I want to know. If yesterday was a sample...
Look, Joe, I know how you feel. I went through Italy in 2 days and came out hating everything about it. Then a couple of years later, I went back and got off the tourist kick and really looked it over. It's my favorite place in the world now, outside perhaps of Honolulu.
Well, what can you do here, if you're a tourist, I mean?
Have you been over the Pali to the windward side of the island yet?
No.
Have you seen Augustine dance at the Tierra Room?
No.
Have you been to Pearl Harbor?
Oh, now, speaking of tourists...
Listen, Joe. Taking in Pearl Harbor is not being a Malahini. You learn a lot by taking the boat tour. A lot that might give you something to think about.
I gather we've been a little impatient. Is that what you mean, Ed?
I simply mean that you and Joe have fallen into the same trap so many tourists fall into. You rush in, try to do it all up at once, and you don't think about the customs, which may be different than yours. You just expect everything to be the same as it is at home, only different. And it never works, Alan. It just never works.
Okay, Doctor, so what do we do about it?
Well, Grace and I have lived on the island for a little over 9 years now, and we love it. If you want to take our word for it, we'll try to steer you off the tourist track and let you see the things you'll remember. And if I were you, I'd start off tomorrow night watching Augustine dance. Then maybe drive over to Pali the next day and take in Pearl Harbor the following day. That's a good beginning, if you want to see Honolulu.
Okay, you're the doctor. And I'll tell you what we'll do. Tomorrow, we start with Augustine, and you and your wife go with us. She is magnificent.
How does she move like that?
The real Tahitian dance. She's about the best we've found.
Boy, I've never seen anything like that before.
You won't, lad, unless you go to Tahiti. Or better yet, come back to Honolulu.
Touché. And maybe I will. Maybe I will. So far, everything Ed told us about has paid off, but I don't know about this boat ride. It looks a little commercial.
Oh, now, Joe, you're acting just like you did that first day. Now, relax and see what happens.
Okay, honey, I just always suspect tours of any sort, and this is a tour.
Well, you've seen a lot of things you couldn't see from the road.
Yeah, you're right there. And this Captain Collins seemed to be pretty well supplied with facts. His remarks on the speaker system have been awful interesting.
Now, ahead of us there, ladies and gentlemen, all that remains above the surface today of the big battleship USS Arizona, 32,600 tons, a victim of a torpedo attack. She lies on the bottom exactly where she fell on the morning of December 7, 1941. Her main decks now rest and rust about 8 feet below the surface. The Arizona had already received an aerial torpedo hit aft and several great bombs aft and further amidship to suffer intense and severe damage from them. Her anti-aircraft batteries continued their fire such as were able, throwing up over the ship almost an impenetrable blanket of bursting flak and anti-aircraft fire here, but somehow, through it all, one lone Japanese dive bomber came streaking in from over the hills behind us. Above the Arizona, he turned to plunge straight down upon her, and crushed in his talons was a 1,000-pound bomb which he planted right into her smokestack or nearby. The big explosion that followed blew up her boilers and fuel oil tanks, and the resulting flame and concussion carrying into her port mother magazines, the big Arizona then literally erupted like a volcano, and torn in two by the mighty explosion, went to the bottom here within only about 8 minutes after it took place. Now, unofficially, of course, and from a sentimental point of view only, men of the Navy still consider the old Arizona to be a ship of the line in full commission. I think that we certainly have to agree with them wholeheartedly in view of the facts that this ship was never decommissioned or laid aside in some out-of-the-way forgotten spot to rust away like many of her sister ships, or eventually to be cut up and sold as scrap metal. No, not the Arizona. She's a proud ship. She died, her entire crew died with her, fighting for the principles of freedom and democracy that you and I still enjoy today. The fact that her crew, 1,102 men, from the highest ranking admiral to the youngest apprentice seaman, still remain on board her. They're all down there at their battle stations, where they answered the call to duty on that tragic morning, and from which the word to secure was never given. USS Arizona from 8 o'clock each morning until sunset each evening still proudly flies our country's flag for which she died. It is reverently raised and lowered by special honor guards that are detailed for this duty. A short view of these and many more things, I think that we certainly have to agree with the old-timers in the fleet when they say they consider the mighty Arizona still to be a ship of the line in full commission, still a part of the Navy that together with her valiant crew represents to us a tradition of which you and I and every living American can be justly very, very proud. 1,102 men of the Arizona's crew went down with their ship here that Sunday morning. Their bodies still remain on board her. And it has always, therefore, been our custom as we drift slowly past her gangway here to dip our colors to her in reverent salute. We realize, of course, that the Arizona cannot answer this courtesy, but we would appreciate it very much if at this time you would rise for just a moment and join us in this very small tribute to this great fighting ship and her crew.
Joe, I think I'm crying.
Pan American Flight 6 now loading at Ramp 8 for Los Angeles. Passengers may board at Ramp 8.
Well, here we go. You know, it hardly seems possible that the whole week has gone by.
I know it. Remember how eager we were to get home after that first day?
I'll never forget. Remember our first sight of this airport?
And the noisy record of goody, goody.
Yeah, and the taxi driver and lock and roll.
Oh, Joe, it's been such fun.
Oh, I'll say it has. I guess we can thank Ed and Grace for showing us what dopes we were.
Not dopes, Joe. Malahini.
Yeah, Malahini. Joe and Alice Malahini.
Aloha. Aloha, oi. And you wave ginger may home to remember Honolulu.
Oh, thank you.
And you too, sir.
Oh, thanks. Boy, that smells wonderful.
You like Honolulu?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you can safely say we like Honolulu. Right, Alice?
I think it's one of the prettiest places in the world. I want to come back.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. You will be coming back.
What?
Yeah. I promised Ed we'd be back next year. And we'll plan on 2 weeks instead of one.
Oh, Joe!
And you know what Ed said?
What?
He said we weren't Malahinis anymore. He called me a Kama'aina.
A Kama'aina. An old-timer. Oh, Joe.
Yeah? You know something, Alice? I guess that's about the nicest thing anybody ever said about me.
Like we said in the beginning, the best two things about any vacation are the anticipation and the recollection. The CBS Radio Workshop has presented Malahini Magic, written and directed by Sam Pierce, with music by Amerigo Marino. Heard in the cast were Loreen Tuttle, Lillian Baya, Virginia Gregg, Joe DeSantis, Jack Crucian, and Ben Wright. The part of Joe Malahini Logan was played by the author. The voice of Captain Keith Collins was recorded in Pearl Harbor aboard the launch Miss Honolulu. The CBS Radio Workshop is produced by William N. Robeson. This is the CBS Radio Network.